All right. So we've got people in California who are struggling. And now it's clear that we are seeing an exodus of folks leaving the state because of the high cost of living. My next guest has some of the figures that you should be worried about. You might actually be thinking about leaving the state yourself. Joel Kotkin is a Hobbs Presidential Fellow in Urban Futures at Chapman University. Hey, Joel, thanks for stopping by.
It's my pleasure.
So I saw your piece, and it kind of confirmed the anecdotal data that I have, where I'm giving speeches out there on the Yes on Prop 6 campaign, and people are telling me, yeah, a lot of my friends have already left because they can't stand the cost of living and the higher housing prices, higher gas prices. Is that what's driving a lot of this, is the cost of living?
Well, certainly the cost of living is a huge thing. I mean, obviously it's California that people aren't leaving to get away from the weather. But I think that what you are seeing is that people are having a hard time making do. And what's interesting is when we analyze this, not only did we find that the net number of people leaving has increased dramatically in the last 5 years, but who's leaving? And it's really interesting. It tends to be, people that you would think who are the ones who you think of as cantankerous old people who, you know, go back to the Reagan era.
You mean the conservatives fleeing?
Yeah, right. But they're actually the group that's really leaving the most is young families, people in their 30s, early 40s, and then people a little younger and a little bit older. And what this and about a quarter of the people leaving themselves earn over $100,000 a year. So what we're seeing is a significant number of well-educated, fairly successful people leaving because, frankly, in San Diego or L.A. and even more so in San Francisco, a family income of $150,000, $200,000, you know, you're living in a two-bedroom apartment. I mean, any place else in the country for $100,000 or most places in the country for $100,000, $150,000, you buy a nice house, you go to a good school district. So what California has done is made being in the middle and particularly having children very difficult.
You got your stats here. Since 2010, California's net domestic out-migration, and this would be people leaving minus people coming in, and there's either a net group of people coming in or a net migration, right?
Right.
And that's 140,000 people annually.
Right. Yeah, about a half million in this last 5 years, and it's probably going to increase because I think the California economy, I think, is sort of beginning to slow. High interest rates are making buying houses harder, and frankly, a lot of the parts in the rest of the country are doing much better now than they were, let's say, even 2 years ago. So there are a lot of reasons. Now, California is a great place. And if you have the money or if you happen to have been old enough to buy a house, your first house, as I did in 1980, you're able to sort of ride that inflation. And yes, it's expensive and taxes are high, but, you know, California has some great things about it. But for somebody who's in their 30s and wants to get married, have a family, and buy a house, that's a different proposition.
So if we are losing these moderate wage earners and some of the higher, you know, mid to higher wage
right.
earners, can you actually sustain an economy that way if you just have the very, very wealthy and the very, very poor?
It depends what kind of economy you have. You know, if you're, let's say you take the Bay Area, well, what you do is you just shuttle in a bunch of young people who eventually, and many of whom eventually leave. But they're willing to share an apartment with four other people to work for Google for 2 years. Of course, about 40% of them aren't even citizens. You know, you could have that kind of economy, and then you have a bunch of poor people who can do all the service jobs. But would you be able to run an economy which relied on a lot of mid-level skills? I think that would be much tougher. And I think, like, for instance, a really good case is I went to an architecture firm in Orange County, a very successful firm, and he told me, they said, yeah, I can get millennials, and I can get the people who are in their 50s and already own a home. I can't hold people in their 30s and 40s because they can't afford to live here. So when they're young, they don't mind sharing an apartment, you know, hanging out in Laguna is not that bad. But when you actually start to grow up and you want to buy a house and you maybe raise a family, get married, then it becomes very difficult. So he's actually opened satellite offices in Dallas and San Antonio for those people.
It's funny that you mentioned Texas, because I've been talking to political consultants and operatives and leaders around the country. And what I'm hearing is that in Arizona and in Texas, in places like even Kentucky and Tennessee, there is an active discussion going on about the number of Californians moving in. And they're worried about, are these Californians going to ruin our politics? And, you know, what do we do to prepare for the flood of Californians? It's a real political data analytics challenge that they're engaging in right now, of how do you deal with these Californians and what would be the impact of Californians on elections. And they were asking me, do you think these are conservatives or are they liberals? We're worried they're liberals. And I'm like, I can't even begin to venture. What you are seemingly suggesting is that it may actually be apolitical, because these are 30-year-old families that are seeking more affordable housing and better schools, for their kids.
I think what you will find is you have different kinds of migration. In other words, you may have, say, young people and some minorities moving who are Democrats, and so they will have that effect. But some of the older people might be, the particular people in their 30s and 40s might be more conservative. I think that the people who would tend to go to Texas outside of Austin or Phoenix or Las Vegas are going to be a little bit different politically than somebody who moves to, Seattle or Portland. Seattle and Portland are just, they're trying to rehearse to become San Francisco. So, what you find is they get they would tend to get more liberal people, and somewhat more conservative people would go to Texas or in Arizona. But look, there's no question that the movement of people from California could make some of these very red states at least pinkish.
Joel Kotkin, he's got the data to confirm what we've all been hearing from friends and family. Californians are net migrating out of the state. Thanks so much for stopping by, Joel.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Coming up,